This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Judiciary continues debate as it is, Judiciary Committee, that is, continues debate as it is poised to take another step in the impeachment battle against President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The panel's expected to vote on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of seats in Parliament. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, that means Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could be full speed ahead.
This is an outright victory for the Conservatives around what, for many voters, was a single-issue election. Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. Get Brexit done, the campaign slogan of Boris Johnson. Labour, though, appears to have miscalculated. The smaller Liberal Democrats Party, which did openly campaign to stop Brexit from happening, also looks to have failed, down to 13 seats from 21. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. This is VOA News. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island Friday has recovered 6 of 8 bodies and is preparing to send them back to the capital city, Wellington. Experts say that White Island, located about 50 kilometers off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, is still spewing steam and is highly volatile. Mike Clement is the New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner. He says so far the weather and the volcano are cooperating.
The sea state is manageable in terms of people getting people on and off the island. So all of those things are within our favour at the moment. And I think the good thing for everybody's awareness is that we're on the island and we've commenced the process. So I think that's a great step forward.
The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted Monday, spewing ash and steam over the island. The death toll stands at 16, with more than 24 people being treated for severe burns in New Zealand and Australia. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, Suu Kyi defended Myanmar's military actions against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case at the court be dropped.
Steps that generate suspicion, sow doubts, or create resentment between communities who have just begun to build a fragile foundation of trust could undermine reconciliation.
Prosecution lawyers say the military's actions amount to genocide, and many of Suu Kyi's critics say she bears some responsibility for the continued persecution of the Muslim minority, 750,000 of whom have fled the country. The Pentagon on Thursday flight-tested a missile that had been banned under a treaty that the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, some U.S. arms control advocates say the test risks an unnecessary arms race with Moscow.
The launch was from a static launch stand at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It landed in open ocean in the Pacific. The missile had been banned under a treaty the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. The Pentagon declined to reveal the maximum range of the missile tested. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, said the Pentagon's missile project is a mistake and will unnecessarily raise tensions with Russia, China, and North Korea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wall Street's main indices hit record highs on Thursday, with the Dow adding 0.79%, the S&P gaining 0.86%, and the Nasdaq Composite adding 0.73%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.